This is KCUR. Johnson County Community College collects more than $100 million in property taxes every year. A new letter adds to growing suspicions that the school isn't consulting with the community about how to best use those tax dollars. But as KCUR's Avery Gott reports, the letter itself is feeding into the problems.
Faculty and students started raising questions about how the Board of Trustees makes decisions 3 years ago. At that time, the board was considering an ambitious, multi-year construction plan to renovate buildings and add new facilities. But tucked into that plan was the elimination of one small but beloved department.
The fact that the track program was cut is not just about the track program. It's actually an example. It's evidence of deeper issues at the college.
That's former assistant coach Brian Batliner. The board never discussed axing the track program before it approved it. As property taxes were bringing in more money than ever, trustees voted to lower the property tax levy. But then in 2018, the board okayed raising tuition. Faculty Association President Melanie Harvey says they should have talked to students first.
So we've had a lot of concern about a lack of respect for voices of faculty and staff and students and community members and community partners at times. These groups' input is not valued.
But the JCCC's next transparency problem comes from within the board itself. Trustee Jerry Cook presented the board with an anonymous letter. It questions, among other things, the school's finances, the value of its art collection, and plans for getting rid of old technology. The school's internal auditor vetted the letter, but he said he didn't find anything credible.
The most ironic part of this whole thing is an advocacy for transparency. We need more transparency. But I'm not going to tell you my name. I'm not going to tell you who I am. I'm not going to tell you who I sent this to, because we don't know who this went to, right?
That's Trustee Greg Musil. All board members denied writing it except Trustee Angelina Lawson, who refused to give an answer in a public meeting. The public version of this letter doesn't reveal the name of the author, but most board members guessed it was Lawson based on the information in the letter and her refusal to answer. The content of the letter is so damaging that two departments actually filed an ethics complaint against her. Foundation Vice President Kate Allen said it hurt her team's morale.
So we did submit on behalf of our teams, who definitely feel attacked in this, requesting that all communication now become written, and also, frankly, asking for public retraction and apology on behalf of those employees.
On the version the board received, the sender's name is removed. But through an open records request, KCUR confirmed Lawson did send the letter. She had refused to answer the board or any other questions about the letter until now. Lawson says it's complicated.
I compiled some of the sources in this, but the question of, quote, did I write this, comes from the wrong direction.
She says the letter is made up of questions or statements she's received directly from constituents. So she didn't write it, but she compiled it, sending it to several state lawmakers at their request. Lawson says she was surprised when the letter was published in the board packet and agrees with critics that employees should not have been exposed to public criticism.
Not understanding the process to how this happened, who authorized the spreading of an email that's sensitive.
She's already been removed from her committee postings, and now Lawson faces a trial of sorts in front of the board while they decide whether or not they should formally censure her. Faculty Association President Melanie Harvey says the board's response to the letter will have consequences for how they handle disagreements in the future.
I really do worry about the precedent that they've set of taking one thing that people are concerned about or frustrated with, and then suddenly using that as an excuse to remove them from every committee assignment. I just think that sets a really bad precedent that I don't know that they want going forward into the future.
JCCC's current president is retiring. Whether the board can work through these transparency issues in its search for a new president remains to be seen. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Avery Gott.